This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160, into the second hour here of this Tuesday night broadcast, 603-283-6160. You can call in, talk about anything you want, whatever's on your mind, take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Bonnie.
And we've been talking, we've actually just been talking about Jonathan Irish and his horrific story where the state ultimately cost him his entire life. I mean, his family, his wife. I can't really fault the state for costing him his wife. It sounds like his wife did that all by herself. But she weaponized the state against him, effectively. It was a horrific story, and I wish that I knew more about it. But this is the first time hearing about it tonight. But this is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything you want. And we're going to the phones now. We've got Julia calling. Julia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Austin, Texas. My sister Bonnie wanted me to call tonight and talk to you guys. And I'm trying to think of a story I might have to share.
Wait, I thought you had a specific story you wanted to call about. You said you wanted to call about the cop that stopped you and Jared.
Well, I'm trying to think about how I feel about it.
About the cop pulling you over?
Well, Jared, riding in the GMC truck was just me and Jared on the way home from Easter. So it was, it was like Sunday evening. Jared accidentally was going like 10 miles over in a small town that you drive through between Burton and Austin. And he was, okay, so he stopped for going 10 miles over. And the policeman who stopped us asked to look at Jared's license and his registration. And he showed him the information. He was like, yeah, I have to give you a warning for speeding. And I was like, okay, you know, I was just sitting there in the passenger seat while the cop is talking through my window because that's the direction traffic direction we're headed towards. So he was standing through my window. And then so many cops, they like to play like these gotcha tricks. He gave Jared his information back and was like, all right, well, that's all I need to see from you, sir. Man, can I see your ID really quick? And I was like, okay. I just immediately handed it to him.
Why? You didn't have to.
I gave him my ID. I know I was thinking about what I did and didn't have to do. So he was like, sir, can you step out of the car to Jared? And so he stood behind the truck and I stayed in the truck and he talked to me and said, oh, ma'am, I noticed you guys share the same street address and I noticed an age difference on the IDs. I was just wondering if there's anything. When did you guys start dating?
Oh, my
God. Anything you want to tell me about the relationship? I told him, sir, I don't need to tell you when I start dating Jared. I have a cell phone. I pointed to my phone. I have a cell phone. I'm a big girl. If I ever felt like I was not safe with anybody, and that's never been the case with Jared, I would know what to do.
So presumably your boyfriend Jared is much older than you?
He's 17 years older than me.
Okay. And
in a city where that's a little bit more common than the average, I'd say, American city.
And the cop felt it was important to ask you about your relationship.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you get video of this?
No, and I thought about recording the audio.
I would recommend anytime you have an interaction with a cop to immediately whip out your cell phone and start recording.
Always
video.
Record the police, you know. I found
I did
it very
last time.
Important for
because that.
That
is highly inappropriate behavior.
That's
and if you had video proof of it, you could file a complaint with the department. Not that it would really do anything, but it's good to attempt to hold these people
accountable. I think if you file complaints against every officer for every little mistake that they've made, that they'd be flooded with complaints, and the city lawyers are going to have a hard time trying to defend these guys later on.
Yeah, that's true. I have filed complaints before in the past in different cities where it didn't accomplish anything, but you're right. If you have done that work in the past, when the time comes, then that will be presented. Like, you've been filing these complaints and they've been like accruing in the past.
Right.
I showed him my ID. I did not give him any fucking.
Oh, no, you can't say that. You can't say that. Got to drop the call now.
Kill it.
That, I did. Well, it's the same thing here. It's back here now.
I see.
Sorry, Bubba. I've warned her like 3 times not to cuss, but she's never called in before.
Well, hopefully the dump button is fixed, and hopefully that got dumped. I'm pretty sure it's all fixed. There's no reason it wouldn't be. And it's back up to the full 6 seconds of delay, so all good there. But, she was doing really good right up until she dropped an F-bomb.
Oh.
It happens. I mean, just about every host or co-host here on the show has done it at some point.
Guilty.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult to retrain yourself to talk in radio voice, which means you have to be much more careful about what words you use. And, of course, I personally don't care. And when we do Free Your Talk Live, you're welcome to drop as many F-bombs as you want.
What is this, Free Your Talk Live?
Yes, Free Your Talk Live is an internet-only version of Free Talk Live. It usually goes on from, like, 10 o'clock to, like, midnight or something like that. There hasn't been an episode in a while. But it's just video streams, so just Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, and all of those.
So I could be like, beep, beep, beep,
yes.
Beep. Okay.
Yes. typically, the hosts hang around drinking and just, you know, talking. It was still taking calls often, or it's a weird experience. If you've never done one, we should do one sometime. I have to work in the morning, so that's not a possibility tonight. But, Free Your Talk Live, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And here on Free Talk Live, we are, of course, beholden to the FCC because we don't want the radio stations that are carrying our show to get fined.
We want to reach as many people as possible is kind of the idea, right?
Yes, and radio stations tend to not want to take your show if your show has a history of getting radio stations large fines from the FCC. But that's what we have a dump button for. Here's to hoping everything's up and running. Live check.
Can we go back to what happened to your sister?
I was going
to
say, before she cussed, she was telling a pretty interesting story. That's so crazy that the cop had nothing to do that day, so he pulled over somebody for going 10 over. Okay, yeah, that's his job. And then he has to make a new situation by asking for her ID first, probably because he thought by looking at them that she looked younger, and then...
Well, he saw the IDs, right? So he saw their actual ages.
Yeah.
And because the boyfriend was older than the girlfriend, he was like, hey, when did you start dating?
And for reference...
Am I looking at a statutory rape charge? Am I going to get my promotion?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, that's what that was. The state think that, yeah, what's going through their mind, for sure.
And I'm...
Because if she had said, oh, well, we started dating when I was 14, bam, statutory rape charge.
Oh, my gosh. Even if she's older now, because she's older than me. That's crazy. Just, oh, my God. She's older than me, and I'm 24, and he's 40. So, like, I can't even imagine getting in a situation like that, trying to help somebody who is almost 30.
Yeah, it would have been screwed up if she had answered those questions. So
to go back to her situation, though, is that if you're a passenger in a vehicle, you do not have to provide ID. Is that
true in every state? I know it's true in New
Hampshire.
Well,
there's some states like Alabama, if you're asked for ID, you must provide it. That is a law that they have. However, I would say most states that if you are a passenger in a vehicle and you're being pulled over for a traffic violation and nothing else, that way... No passengers have to provide ID. They're not involved in the reason why they're being stopped. There's no probable cause to ID any other reason. But that was a fishing expedition. And that just says one thing. Honestly, this is the big mistake with what happened to your sister. She coughed up her ID.
Yeah.
And that now they're having a conversation. They're talking back and forth because he's nice and kind. He's going to butter up to you. And then he's going to throw you under the bus as soon as he hears something that he likes.
Definitely some important lessons to be taken from that experience. The first of which is always, always record every interaction you have with police. Whip out a cell phone and immediately start taking video. On video, I tend to think the cop probably would not have asked that question.
Probably not.
He probably would not have probed this innocent passenger's relationship status. Plus, don't talk to police. they're always investigating. They're always suspicious. They're not your friends. They're investigating you. If they're talking to you, they're investigating you.
They're in a club and you're not part of it.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Not taking any more calls tonight. Evidently, the dump button does not work. And I just got a call from a station manager who, you know, wanted to make me aware of that. So, no more calls tonight. I'm going to be here later than I anticipated, figuring out exactly what the hell is going on with this thing.
Oh, can you say hell?
Yeah, hell is fine.
Okay.
So, that's fun. Just when I think everything is back working again, I find out, oh, yeah, this central piece of equipment that you use to make sure that bad things don't go out on the air. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Well, somebody had to cuss eventually to...
Well, I thought it had been tested. I was under the impression that it was tested the first night that we were back on the air. I thought that someone was going to hit it during the first segment. I think it was Mark.
I remember it just from the box, not from the computer.
Well, it's always been both, but most people don't use the computer here. I always do because I find it easier. So, yeah, no more calls tonight. Sorry about that. I will take the current call, who is Scott the Bigot, because I've never known him to, you know, say anything foul. Well, he is Scott the Bigot, so he does say some foul things, but nothing that the FCC doesn't allow. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
I wouldn't swear. I have good evening, everyone. I have too much class for that. I don't do that. I hope that Ian is all right, and Mr. Nobody, I don't think they've been railroaded. I know they've been railroaded, and hopefully they will get themselves out of this deliberate witch hunt that they've been railroaded in by the federal government. But
The stories with Nobody and the stories with Ian are drastically different. It would seem to be that Nobody is having some sort of issue with his attorney.
Well, anyway, I hope it works out for them. And anyway, I'll make it short and sweet. You know, Wall Street continues to skyrocket while Main Street continues to get annihilated. And, you know, this proves how sick, phony, and evil the U.S. economy is. I mean, look at the numbers. There are at least 40 to 50 million unemployed Americans, and that is a very, very conservative number at best. It's really more like 80 million people when you think of all the people demoralized have given up out of looking for work. They're so disgusted. And, you know, America is in a second Great Depression, and Wall Street continues to skyrocket because the evil and phony Federal Reserve continues to pump trillions of phony fiat dollars into the phony and propped up stock market, which will crash very soon. And when it crashes, I predict it's going to crash up to 20,000 plus points before 2021 is out. It will finally destroy the phony and sick U.S. economy. And I want to see the U.S. economy crash. It's rotten to the core. And, you know, the Federal Reserve must be eliminated. That's a broadcast all in itself. Maybe the next one I'll discuss the Federal Reserve. But I just want to say this. Lloyd Blankfein and David Solomon of Goldman Sachs, Larry Fink of BlackRock, and Janet Yellen, who used to be the former Federal Reserve chairman and is now the Secretary of the Treasury, and other international Jewish bankers have deliberately destroyed the U.S. economy. And what they've done to the U.S. economy is not kosher, if you get my pun. But you know what's sad? Poor people on Main Street.
No, I don't get your pun.
Suffer.
Sir, I don't get your pun. I understand that you're relating
it to
Judaism. Yes, but I don't understand the you know, why is it just Jewish people that you have a problem with here? What I mean, they may be Jewish, but do you think it's really being Jewish is the problem?
No. It's international Jewish bankers that hold the U.S. economy hostage. The Rothschild family. Look it up. They were behind the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, but hey, not for nothing, the biggest bank in the world is Vatican. And they're causing the problems as well.
The Rothschilds are the wealthiest family in the world, not the Vatican. They're in trillions. And they even the Bank of England has been under their control. So what's going on in the United States today with the Federal Reserve? Yeah, the Federal Reserve, let me just say this. The Federal Reserve absolutely positively must be eliminated. It is the worst thing that ever happened to the American people. It has enslaved the American people by pushing out all this phony fiat currency. And what is the solution? The solution is where people would laugh at what I would say. We need to go back to William Jennings Bryan when, if you're familiar with him, his cross of gold speech. We need to go to bimetallism, gold and silver. And I
don't disagree that gold and silver are useful, but cryptocurrency, I think, is more useful in the current environment.
Let me ask you this. explain to me why you have cryptocurrency over gold and silver. Please explain.
I would say, to agree with Arya in a way there, I don't think one particular currency is better than another, except that when governments have control and use them for war and oppression, those are the currencies that I wouldn't suggest. So I actually do like gold and silver, because it's not something that the government can really control, and I do like crypto. And I feel like there is a little bit of an aspect that maybe government can control, but that's only because they've stolen it from people that are trying to eliminate the system of war and oppression.
Well, for one thing I like better about crypto than gold is gold currently is not very divisible. The gold-backed company is working to, they have a solution for that, but like everybody on Earth doesn't have gold backs yet. Right now there's just like, what, are you going to give me a tiny nugget of gold for my carton of eggs? Like, I'm not going to accept a teeny tiny nugget of gold.
I'll take a half ounce of silver, or maybe, you know, quarter ounce.
Scott, thank you so much for the call. I mean, you're not wrong. The Federal Reserve banking system and the banking institution that it wrought, including the financial system like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all of that, they are the greatest enemies of the American public. I don't think that some of these people are Jewish has anything to do with anything. They're bankers. They want to own the world. They want to control the world. And that's what they're working on doing. The best way to fight against them is to use money that is not connected to them, to use cryptocurrency or gold or silver. That's the only way.
I think he's on the right track.
He is. Well, he's on the right track when he doesn't get skewed off onto this completely random tangent about Jews.
Sure.
But, I mean, he's right. The banking system is a monumental problem in the United States, and it's bought and sold the American people. It's bought and sold the American government. Bankers run the United States.
It has made us completely slaves, like Scott the Bigot said.
It has. And, you know, that system needs to be dismantled. And there, you know, there are people who are doing everything they can to dismantle that system. And the FBI just arrested them. Two of them are still in jail.
And I don't think they were Jewish, but...
Who was not
the feds that came and raided.
Oh, no, I don't know what their religious backgrounds are. But you can find out more about that at thecrypto6.com. There's a fundraiser there for the legal defense, because this is a big case, and it's only going to get bigger. Attorneys are estimating that the trial itself is likely 12 to 24 months away. That's a very long time. But it gives us time to find an attorney. It gives us time to, you know, fight back against them. If you want to help with that, if you want to help out taking down the financial system, thecrypto6.com. It's been reported on Twitch that the audio was beeped out on Twitch. Can you confirm that that's correct? Because that will help me figure out exactly what the problem is. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling on Georgia to smarten up. The president stopping short of saying the Masters golf tournament to be held this week should join Major League Baseball's All-Star game and pull out of the state. Biden also noting the unfortunate side of such decisions that could cost hourly wage earners money.
It is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make.
Biden receiving a 4 Pinocchio rating from the Washington Post for his claim that the new Georgia law was decreasing the capacity to vote. It actually expands early voting. The Dow closing down 97 points to finish the day at 33,430. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is optimistic about the pace of coronavirus vaccination, but warned we're not there yet. Biden visiting a vaccination site in Northern Virginia and again urging everybody to get the shot when it's their turn. About 150 million Americans have received shots since Biden entered the White House in January. Two men on an FBI watch list were caught at our U.S.-Mexico border.
Customs and Border Protection is reporting U.S. border agents arrested two Yemeni men on a terror watch list in separate incidents as they crossed the U.S. border with Mexico illegally. The men arrested in January and March near a port of entry in California were on a U.S. government watch list for terrorism suspects and a no-fly list. One man, age 33, was arrested January 29th trying to enter Calexico, California. The second man, age 26, was arrested March 30th, also at the Calexico port of entry. The agency did not provide the names of the men from Yemen. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, six. Not even going to bother. I mean, it's force of habit to give out the number, but we don't have a dump button at the moment. I mean, we do, but it isn't actually dumping the audio. I mean, it should be, but this is what happens when the FBI breaks out a window and sends a drone in and then comes inside and unplugs a bunch of stuff. Some things don't get back plugged back into the correct place, and I am going to have a monumental headache at 10:57 when I go back there to try to sort out exactly why we don't have a dump button. I suspect it's related to the initial phone line delay issue we had, where callers were delayed by 5 seconds. They were getting the delayed feed. I've got to find out where that was coming from and send it to the Comrexes correctly. Whereas right now, we're sending an undelayed feed, it seems. So that's going to be super fun. Luckily, I have the ability to fix that. I just didn't know it was a problem because it shouldn't have been a problem. I didn't know that that had been unplugged.
I just want to point out that you've been here for a while and working really hard, and we really appreciate it. And thank you for, you know, your hard work.
Thanks. Well, I enjoy doing it. We have a studio PC again. We do have the... I want to say everything working right again, but clearly everything's not working right because we accidentally let an F-bomb get out there. Luckily, it is pretty late, so still, it's not going to be fun in the morning, the emails that are going to be gotten. But anyway, so...
My son's ears.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, we are on a lot of conservative radio stations throughout the United States.
I understand.
So,
Julie might have... made more people angry than we did the other day with our leftist Satanist takeover.
So, Andrew Cuomo has been in the news a lot lately. There's been a lot of ongoing controversies surrounding him. But now, he has closed recent events to the press due to COVID-19 restrictions, allegedly, a policy that has prevented members of the media from asking in-person questions as the governor deals with several ongoing controversies. So at no point previously was COVID-19 a concern that he was like, oh no, I can't even speak to the press anymore. But now with all of this going on, the controversies, COVID-19 is the reason. And the subject of COVID-19, I think I probably have it. So that's super fun. I ordered curry Indian earlier and got the chicken tikka masala, which is very flavorful. And I couldn't taste it. So that's
super fun. That stuff would kill most New Englanders. It's too spicy for them. But
it's not spicy at all.
Well, I mean, that's to us.
It's based on a Greek yogurt, isn't it?
That's to us.
You can get it spicy. I can't believe anyone out there believes that the default chicken tikka masala is spicy.
Well, okay, I don't know that exact dish, but one of our friends that's a libertarian up here told me that she just can't eat anything from there because it's so spicy. And I was just like, you don't have to get it spicy. And she said it's just spicy to her.
Does that be flavorful? It's got too much flavor?
The Domino's pizza sauce is too spicy for them. That's not
a
joke.
That's tragic.
That's not a joke. Arya said that that's...
Bonnie! So anyway, recent public events have been branded with a note that they are closed to the press due to COVID-19 restrictions. The events, sometimes held at vaccine centers, have occurred a handful of times in recent days. So he's been holding public events. I didn't mean to yell at you. I feel really bad about that. I just wanted to stop. That got stopped. During a press conference at the Javits Center in New York City, where Cuomo announced a new essential workers memorial. Oh, God, an essential workers memorial.
Wait, Cuomo? But he can't have a memorial for people. He killed them.
Well, he killed the non-essential old people.
Well, they weren't essential to him.
But they tried killing the, quote, essential workers. I always hated that. I always hated seeing people described as essential workers because essential workers wasn't the right word. The word they should have been using was disposable.
Hmm.
The people who continued to work throughout the pandemic, the Walmart cashiers, the gas station cashiers, they're not essential workers. They're disposable workers.
See, I think that Cuomo needed a smokescreen, and pun intended, because, you know, they legalized it in New York. And so now he can get away with whatever he wants because there's going to be a lot more people, you know, not paying attention because, oh, we can all smoke weed now. And so this is his big move right after that happened, I think.
No members of the press were allowed at any of his recent events due to the COVID-19 restriction, which is, so what are these events exactly if the press isn't allowed to be there? Why announce an essential workers memorial if you won't allow the press to be there? That seems strange to me, because isn't the whole point of doing something like that to get the press out there, to virtue signal someone, hey, look, a memorial for essential workers?
So it wasn't, like, publicized at all? Like, there was no public there?
He did not take in-person questions. There were non-media members there, but no members of the press were allowed to be there. And it's because the press wants to ask him questions about, you know, the controversy surrounding him. When asked during a virtual briefing why certain people were allowed to safely attend the events when the press was not, Cuomo said the, quote, substance of the event is the priority. It's the total size of the population in the room. It's the total size of the group. You don't get two groups, one for the reporters and one for the people in the room. It's the total number. I don't know what he's talking about. He's almost as bad as Trump. And we try to keep the number of people down, and we try to keep social distancing mandates. He also said that the virtual briefing gives him the chance to speak with as many as 60 reporters, which he said would not be possible in a room. Being able to do questions like the way we are now with whatever we have, you know, 40, 50, 60 reporters, I couldn't do that in a room. You could, but not when you spent the last year and a half terrorizing people with fear of COVID-19. So four people were called on to ask questions on Monday's call. Cuomo was not asked about ongoing claims of sexual harassment or accusations that he gave special treatment to family and friends in the beginning of the pandemic when testing supplies were scarce. But of course he did, because he's a politician and they're all looking for sycophants.
That answers my question, because I wanted to know what's he going through right now that he doesn't want. So he gave special favors to his own family for what?
By giving them testing supplies and presumably stuff like that. Cuomo is dealing with a number of issues as his office decides not to allow reporters to attend media events. including the fact that 9 women have come forward and accused him of sexual misconduct and inappropriate behavior. And this is the real reason that he isn't talking to the press.
I hope he didn't have those interactions post-COVID.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did. I mean, there's plenty of evidence of politicians instituting these mandates and then immediately breaking them video. In addition to each of these issues, there were also concerns over how the state cared for nursing home patients during the pandemic and whether the governor's office intentionally underreported related deaths. Well, there are definitely concerns about how he ushered all of the old people into nursing homes and then a lot of them died from COVID-19 because they were crammed together and it spread among them and it kills older people.
It's all in the plan.
It's amazing how quickly he could go from, you know, being New York's darling governor, where they just loved him and his response to the pandemic, to now he's getting dragged through the mud every single day.
Yeah, he got an Emmy.
He got an Emmy?
Yeah, he got an Emmy for his, like, hard work on the coronavirus pandemic response.
Isn't an Emmy, like, an entertainment reward?
Are you sure it wasn't his brother? Because his brother is, what, on, like, CNN or something like that.
No, we covered this, or I wasn't on the show, but somebody covered this. He got like an award. I could be wrong that it's not Emmy, but I'm pretty sure it is. It was. Oh, yeah, and it was for his addresses, like his coronavirus daily address or weekly address
just
thing.
Just propaganda.
Yeah, he got an Emmy for it.
It is. The favorite thing that I've seen about Andrew Cuomo was when he and his brother were there on CNN arguing about which one of them was their mom's favorite. That, to me, that was peak end of America. Everything's in decline. It's true. It's going down. A nationally syndicated reporter arguing with a governor about which one of them was their mother's favorite child.
Was it like an actual argument, or was it like, uh-huh, we're so relatable?
It seemed like an actual argument. Like, there was an actual conflict there.
Oh, my God.
Bizarre. None of this has eased, though. None of these restrictions have gone away. And now they're saying that, hey, we can entice you if we offer you freedom to come and get the vaccine. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Don't bother calling. So, like I said, it's force of habit to give out the number when we come back. Working on figuring out why we don't have a dump button, so that's fun.
You know what's weird? When I first heard this new number, I was like, wow, that's never going to stick in my brain. There's no, like, rhythm to it or anything. And for some reason now, it just sounds like, oh, it goes so well. Now that it's stuck in my head, I guess.
See, I'm fortunate in that I used to do Call to Freedom from here in the studio, and that was always the call in line for Call to Freedom. So I already had the number memorized. I was used to giving it out. Then I had to learn to give out 450 free, and then we retired that, and we moved back to this number. So it's been an interesting experience. But in other interesting news, the Koch brothers and Snoop Dogg are...
Yeah, they had a Zoom meeting together, and they want to push for... nationwide legalization.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm reading this article from Politico.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah. And the Koch-backed group joins marijuana push after Zoom with Snoop Dogg. I guess the Cannabis Freedom Alliance could change the dynamics of marijuana legalization debate. And they ask this question, what do you get when weed-loving rapper Snoop Dogg and right-wing billionaire Charles Koch and criminal justice reform advocate Weldon Angelos walk into a Zoom room? I don't know if you really walk into a Zoom room, right?
You click on one.
Yeah, you just turn it on, right? The Cannabis Freedom Alliance, a new coalition launching Tuesday that could change the dynamics of the marijuana legalization debate, as first reported by Politico. The organization includes Americans for Prosperity, the political advocacy group founded by the Koch brothers, the Reason Foundation, a libertarian think tank, marijuana trade organization, the Global Alliance for Cannabis Commerce, and the Weldon Project, a nonprofit that advocates for the release of individuals incarcerated for marijuana offenses. The movement for marijuana legalization has long been dominated by left-leaning organizations like the Drug Policy Alliance and the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML, NSF, from now on. And despite the handful of congressional Republicans supporting the issue, most of the legalization proponents in Congress are Democrats. And I guess
I always thought that libertarians spearheaded the legalized marijuana.
Well, they don't count.
I would say libertarians are pushing for the decriminalization mostly because they just want to. We just want to be left alone. It doesn't, you know, whatever you want to put in your body is up to you. And the legalization generally conforms to the taxation of it, of this plant that people call weed and grows everywhere.
Yeah, I hate that tricky legalese definition of legalization.
It's never struck me, it's always struck me as extremely odd that things like marijuana and psilocybin cubensis, which is magic mushrooms for those who don't know, and peyote and all of these other things, they just sort of grow. They just sort of exist naturally, and humans just occasionally consume them and have a good time. Republicans, the Christians out there in the American political system, absolutely are against the legalization of these natural substances, these things that, in their worldview, their God put here that had very specific effects for human beings, almost like their God wanted us to enjoy them.
Well, how about the fact that a lot of the founding fathers would have their own little, like, social competitions of who grew the best weed and they'd smoke it, right? That's documented. But, you know, I think this is, like, the important part of this article here is that, you know, the Democrats have been generally for the legalization, Republicans are resistant, but this is where, when you hear Koch brothers, everyone thinks Republican. And you know what? The lefties are probably, like, all cringe right now about how they're, you know, joining up together and trying to make this happen. And let me just read what else it says here. We can't cut with one scissor blade. We need Republicans in order to pass a legislation bill, said Angelos, founder of the Weldon Project. Angelos served 13 years of a 55-year sentence of marijuana trafficking charges and got a full pardon from former President Donald Trump last December. So this is like, you know, this is, I was talking earlier off the air that, you know, that these celebrities and billionaires are, you know, trying to push for, you know, exonerating and pardoning people. And you know, I appreciate when they do that. I wish they did other people like Ross Albright and maybe others. But, you know, this is a joining factor. This is where people are starting to really wake up, and you're getting both sides, both angles to make a difference. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it's more cringy that people will be cringed out about their imaginary political enemies supporting something they believe in than it is cringy to have, you know, the left or the right on an issue that you agree with. If you agree with something and people you consider your enemies also agree with it, then you should just unite with them.
Yeah, I just say, I assume they're going to be cringe, because whenever they see Republicans coming onto their side or vice versa, you know, they seem to be resistant on just that fact. But this is where you guys have common ground. Time to unite.
Absolutely. Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm thinking about the dump button issue. And, I mean, yeah, sorry.
No worries.
I'm pretty sure I know what the issue is, and I would bet that some stations it got dumped at, others it did not.
Well, let's hope that. Less emails.
If I'm correct, then I know how to fix it.
Okay.
But there's no way for me to, you know, pull the radio stations, hey, please let us know whether, you know, you receive a fine from the FCC. And, of course, they won't, because we still immediately drop the call. And we've been late on the dump button in the past and things like that. So, I mean, it has happened before, and stations don't usually get fined for it. But I'm pretty sure I know what the issue is.
I just want to go quickly back to this real
quick.
Absolutely. The name is the Koch brothers. Right? Everyone knows it as the Koch brothers. And it's spelled K-O-C-H. So when I say this next part, you're going to be shocked, because the Koch brothers have never been for any kind of legalization. And they have expressed support for legalization of all drugs, which is huge in my mind, that the Koch brothers have stepped up to the plate to say that there is a systemic problem here. That's not their quote, but there is a systemic problem, and they're finally realizing that, you know, the best way to keep freedom in this country is to legalize all drugs.
Yeah, it is usually disappointing when you hear somebody saying that they're for legalization, and then you find out, oh, I'm only talking about marijuana. I would never want, like, heroin to be legalized. That's just crazy.
Yeah, when you see other countries legalize it, say, like, Portugal or Amsterdam, you see a recovery. You see people getting safe access. And, I mean, there's safe access in some states now. And let's hope that it's going in the right direction. And it probably is. And it might, at first, when you first do this, when you legalize small possessions and stuff like that, you're going to see, you know, an uptick, because everyone's celebrating. But then the trend's gonna go slowly opposite way, and people are gonna find more help, because they're not gonna be stuck in prisons or buying the wrong drugs from someone because they've raided this wrong house or something like that to get things done. You know what I'm saying? There's many dynamics in the drug.
I was really concerned when I started seeing marijuana be legalized that we were going to lose, you know, one of the most powerful lobbies against, you know, the drug war by having marijuana legalized, because I'm an advocate of legalizing everything, including heroin and methamphetamine and all these other evil drugs, not because I want to do them, just because I think if you're an adult, you get to determine what you put into your body, not the government.
I mean, I personally discourage many, many drugs.
Sure.
But you have the choice to do whatever you want. You can put whatever in your body. I don't care.
And I thought that, you know, once marijuana was legalized, people would just like, yay, victory, and then they would... That would be the end of it. No one else would be arguing for decriminalization of anything else. But then I think it was Denver came out and said, yeah, we're decriminalizing shrooms. And I think Portland decriminalized everything.
I think it was all of Oregon.
All of Oregon. Even better. So it's good to see steps continuing forward because the evidence is 100% clear. When you end the drug war, violent crime goes down. You get less addicts. People become safer. They become more likely to seek recovery because they're not as stigmatized. They're not just criminals anymore, because that's what you are if you do drugs in the United States. You're not just a drug user. You're also a criminal.
Yeah, I was thinking about the stigma earlier when you were saying it's crazy to you that things are even illegal that grow in the earth. Well, it's just been a stigma since the 40s or whenever it was made illegal, and they put out all those like Reefer Madness movies and stuff. Old people will just hold on to what they think is right and wrong in the world. And I've just noticed that like a lot of older people just think that it's trashy. Like, and they think there should be the war on drugs just because they don't want this trashy thing going on, which
is insane.
They
think marijuana is trashy, but they don't have any issue with Wall Street executives doing blow off of hookers?
Oh, probably not.
Insane. Well, it's good to see progress being made, and, you know, Snoop Dogg is extremely influential. Maybe he can get something done.
He is. He shared one of my videos once.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Where can people find your videos?
You can go on YouTube, Breaking the Flaw, or on Library. It's LBRY, and it's Breaking the Flaw.
It's Free Talk Live.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.